This is NC4 VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:55 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Chatham County, effective until 8:30 p.m. At 7:50 p.m., at 7:50 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 9 miles northwest of Bynum, or about 11 miles northwest of Pittsboro, moving southeast at 25 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Bynum, Pittsboro, Farington, and Jordan Lake. Remember, a warning means severe weather is imminent or occurring based on radar and or ground reports. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. The criteria includes the following. Hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Rainfall of 1 inch or more within an hour's time or less. And please provide the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs and trees and their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Any report not meeting these criteria should not be passed unless specifically requested by Skywarn. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather and will increase our activities we need to with any criteria verification. We're in standby mode at this time so the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any criteria severe weather reports.
NC4VA, KG4FTT.
KG4FTT, go ahead.
444.1, Durham Link is active.
Thank you, NC4VA.
KG4FTT, 5D, back to net control.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Sampson County. Northern Sampson County until 8:45 p.m. Details to follow. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning at 7:59 p.m. For northern Sampson County in effect until 8:45 p.m. At 7:54 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 7 miles northwest of Salemburg, or about 15 miles northwest of Clinton, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Nickel-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Spivey's Corner and Newton Grove. The main threat with this storm is penny-sized hail or larger. Hail of this size can cause some vehicle or roof damage. Strong and gusty winds can also be expected with this storm. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports, and the criteria includes the following. Hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour, or an inch within less than an hour's time. Please give the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs and trees, and their approximate diameter in any building or roof damage. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any reports that meet criteria. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for eastern Chatham County until 8:30 p.m. At 7:50 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 9 miles northwest of Bynum, or about 11 miles northwest of Pittsboro, moving southeast at 25 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Bynum, Pittsboro, Fearington, and Jordan Lake. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather and will increase our activity as we need to with any criteria verification. We're in standby mode at this time, so the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We're currently using the WB4TQD14688 repeater, and should this repeater go offline, which we're not expecting it to, we'll be using the K4ITL repeater in Broadway, North Carolina. That frequency is 147.105 with a tone of 82.5. Our secondary backup will be the Carolina 440 UHF link system, and those frequencies can be found at www.carolina440.net. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any criteria severe weather reports. This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. This is an update. The National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement at 8:13, and it reads as follows. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:45 p.m. for northwestern Sampson County. At 8:13 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm capable of producing nickel-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. This storm was located 8 miles north of Salemburg, or about 11 miles northwest of Clinton, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Newton Grove and Hopton. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
NC4VA, Kilo Sierra 4 Victor X-ray.
KS4VX, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Virginia. This is Roger in Chatham. I'm 6 miles northwest of Pittsboro on Silcope Gum Springs Road. As of 8:12, we picked up 9/10 of an inch of rain. No hail as yet. Over.
Okay, Roger, let me make sure I've got, I'm not sure I heard that rain. In the last 4 minutes, you picked up 9/10 of an inch of rain?
In the last 15 minutes, yes.
Okay, 9/10 of an inch in the last 15 minutes, okay. And you're located 6 miles northwest of Pittsboro, and give me that road again.
Yes, it's 1 mile west of 87 on Silcope Gum Springs Road. Over.
Silcope Gum Springs Road, and that's 1 mile west of what highway?
Highway 87, north of Pittsboro.
Okay, Roger, I copy your report and I appreciate it very much. If you have further criteria, please call back again. NC4VA. This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:16 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement, and it reads as follows. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:30 p.m. for eastern Chatham County. At 8:11 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm capable of producing penny-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. This storm was located near Bynum, or about near Pittsboro, moving southeast at 30 miles per hour. In addition to large hail and damaging winds, continuous cloud-to-ground lightning is occurring with this storm. Also, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for northern Sampson County until 8:45 p.m. Locations impacted by that storm will include Spivey's Corner and Newton Grove. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any criteria severe weather reports. This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Chatham County in effect until 9 p.m. At 8:25 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Pittsboro, moving southeast at 25 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Moncure. And a reminder that a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for northern Sampson County until 8:45 p.m. And one free. And, of course, eastern Chatham County until 9 p.m. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA, standing by for any reports that meet criteria. This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Sampson County in effect until 8:45 p.m. At 7:54 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 7 miles northwest of Salemburg, or about 15 miles northwest of Clinton, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Nickel-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Bobby's Corner and Newton Grove. Also, the National Weather Service has just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for north-central Harnett County and southwest Wake County in effect until 9 p.m. Details to follow. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:35 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for north-central Harnett County and southwestern Wake County in effect until 9:15 p.m. At 8:27 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 9 miles west of New Hill, or about 7 miles east of Pittsboro, moving southeast at 25 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include New Hill, Holly Springs, Duncan, Fuquay Varina, and Anger. This is a dangerous storm. Severe thunderstorms can be as destructive as tornadoes, or if you are in its path, you should prepare for damaging winds, large hail, and deadly lightning. People outside should move to a shelter, preferably inside a strong building, and stay away from windows. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning, so be prepared to move quickly to an interior room as a safe shelter if you hear or see a tornado. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. The criteria include hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, rainfall of 1 inch or more within an hour's time or less, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds such as down limbs and trees and their approximate diameter, any building or roof damage. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any criteria severe weather reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. There is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for north central Harnett County and southwestern Wake County until 9:15 p.m. The National Weather Service is particularly interested in any reports out of Moncure, New Hill, or Apex area. Any that meet criteria, hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour, and flooding and flash flooding, particularly any rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. So anything out of Moncure, New Hill, Apex that meets criteria, and of course any damage caused by high winds, please call Net Control, NC4VA. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9:15 p.m. for southwestern Wake and north-central Harnett counties. At 8:35 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm capable of producing nickel-sized hail and winds in excess of 70 miles per hour. This storm was located near New Hill, or about 11 miles east of Pittsburgh, moving southeast at 30 miles per hour. This is a very dangerous storm. This storm has shown signs of rotation. A tornado warning may be needed if rotation can extend closer to the ground. If you're in its path, prepare immediately for damaging winds, destructive hail, and deadly cloud-to-ground lightning. People outside should move to a shelter, preferably inside a strong building, but away from windows. The National Weather Service is looking for reports out of the New Hill, Moncure, and Apex areas particularly. And of course, any criteria, hail any size initially, then penny size 3/4 inch diameter larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour, flooding and flash flooding when none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, any building or roof damage. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any reports that meet criteria. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. We're going to active mode at this time. At 8:49 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a tornado warning for southwestern Wake County. A tornado warning for southwestern Wake County until 9:15 p.m. At 8:44 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado 6 miles south of New Hill, or about 15 miles southwest of Cary, moving southeast at 30 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Fuquay's Arena. The safest place to be during a tornado is on the lowest floor of the building in a small room such as a closet or bathroom or in an interior hallway. Use blankets or pillows to protect your body from flying debris. Stay away from windows and exterior walls. Again, that's a tornado warning for southwestern Wake County in effect until 9:15 p.m. This is NC4VA, standing by for any criteria severe weather reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Wayne County and southeastern Johnston County. Wayne County and southeastern Johnston County, in effect until 9:30 p.m. Details to follow. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:51 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Wayne County and southeastern Johnston County, in effect until 9:30 p.m. At 8:48 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 6 miles west of Grantham, or about 14 miles south of Smithfield, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 5 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Grantham and Marmac. This is NC4VA. A tornado warning has been issued for East Harnett County. East Harnett County until 9:30 p.m. Details to follow. NC4VA Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:53 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a tornado warning for eastern Harnett County, effective until 9:30 p.m. At 8:48 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado 5 miles northwest of Duncan, or about 15 miles northeast of Sanford, moving southeast at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Duncan, Anger, Lillington, and Buies Creek. safest place to be during a tornado is on the lowest floor of the building in a small room such as a closet or bathroom in an interior hallway. Use blankets or pillows to protect your body from flying debris and stay away from windows and exterior walls. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for any criteria severe weather reports. WX4MMM, NC4VA.
NC4VA, WX4MMM. Go ahead, Virginia.
Bob, due to the number of severe thunderstorm warnings as well as a tornado warning, I was wondering if the PCTN would be kind enough to move to their backup frequency.
NC4VA, WX4MMM, no problem, Virginia. We'll be at 147105, 147105 for the Piedmont Coastal Traffic Net. WX4MMM, over.
AD4MP.
Thank you, Bob. AD4MP, go ahead.
Now, Bob, you can't use that frequency to Zanet there at 9 o'clock.
KB4HC.
KB4HG, go ahead, Red.
Yeah, we will move our Lee County Aries net to our alternate frequency to accommodate PCRN on 105. KB4HG.
Appreciate it, Red. AD4MP.
Bob, did you get a copy on that?
Copy that transmission. Be 147105 of Piedmont Coastal Traffic Net. Thanks, Virginia.
PCTN Traffic Net in 2 minutes.
And thanks to all of you. Greatly appreciated on behalf of Central Carolina Skywarn.
Net Control, Whiskey 4 TLB.
Go ahead, Thomas.
I'm a block away from the NWS. Would it help you for someone to go there?
Thomas, I appreciate it. I'm just fine, but I do appreciate the offer. NC4VA.
Okay, I'll give you somebody there. Like I said, I'm a block away here at NC State. All right, WW4TLB clear.
Thank you, NC4VA.
NC4VA from KC4PHJ.
KC4PHJ, go ahead.
Yes, good evening. This is Alex. Just south of Holly Springs, between Fuquay and Holly Springs, down off of Rouse Road. We've had some pretty tough straight-line winds just come through here. Ooh, sorry about that. I'm losing power back and forth. And we have trees down. No reports of hail at this point, but I would estimate straight-line winds of probably 60 miles plus.
Okay, Alex, and you said some trees are down. Can you give me an approximate diameter or height on those trees, and if you have a number, if they're in your yard or whatever?
From what I can see in my yard,
PCTN Traffic Net.
30 feet tall or so.
Okay, Alex, unfortunately, the PCTRN automated ID came over top of you. I heard 30 feet tall. Could you give me the preceding words?
I would estimate probably half inch or so. I've got to go. We've got to get in a safe spot. It's kind of dangerous right now.
Okay, Alex, thank you very much. Take care, NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn.
KC4PHJ.
NC4VA.
Stand by. Station calling Skywarn, go ahead.
NC4VA, this is KG4, RJQ.
Go ahead, bud.
The storm hasn't even gotten here, but I'm at the corner of Western and Gorman. As I said, the storm hasn't even gotten here, and we have no power.
Okay, but if you experience any criteria, please call back at this point. We're not taking any reports that don't meet criteria at this time, and hopefully you'll be able to report your power outage, but I appreciate you standing by. Also, for those listening, a tornado touchdown has been reported at Harris Lake, according to the National Weather Service, and it's moving southeast. Again, a tornado touchdown at Harris Lake moving southeast. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn at 8:58 p.m. The National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement. A tornado warning remains in effect until 9:15 p.m. for southwestern Wake County. At 8:52 p.m., the public reported a tornado over Harris Lake. The tornado is moving southeast at 15 miles per hour. The tornado will be near the town of Duncan by 9:10 p.m. This is a dangerous situation. In addition to the tornado, this storm is capable of producing golf ball-sized hail and destructive straight-line winds in excess of 70 miles per hour. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any reports that meet criteria. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Let me recap what remains in effect at this point in time, because we've had a number of warnings issued. Tornado warning for eastern Harnett County in effect until 9:30 p.m. Tornado warning for eastern Harnett County in effect until 9:30 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning for Wayne County and southeastern Johnston County until 9:30 p.m. Tornado warning for southwestern Wake County in effect till 9:15 p.m. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. This includes hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wild clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees, near approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Any report not meeting these criteria should not be passed unless specifically requested by net control. We're in active mode at this time, so all traffic should be directed to net control. This is NC4VA standing by for any reports that meet criteria for Central Carolina Skywarn.
NC4VA from KC4PHJ.
KC4PHJ, go ahead.
Virginia, once again, I'm located about 6 miles south of Holly Springs, between Holly Springs and Fuquay, reporting pea-sized hail falling at this point in time.
Okay, pea-sized hail at currently 6 miles south of Holly Springs, and you're on Rouse Road, is that correct?
Just off of Rouse Road. I would say that's the nearest major highway to my neighborhood.
What street are you on, Alex?
I'm on Voorhees Lane, between Rouse Road and Piney Grove, kind of off Rouse Road and near Piney Grove Wilburn Road.
Spell Voorhees for me.
V-O-O-R-H-E-E-S, Victor, Oscar, Oscar, Romeo, Hotel, Echo, Echo, Sierra.
Okay, Voorhees Lane, is that correct?
Yep, and I'm sorry about having to get out so promptly earlier. We were fearing tornadic activity from what we were hearing.
Alex, you did the right thing. If you experience any other criteria, please call back Central Carolina Skywarn. Appreciate your report very much, NC4VA.
KC4PHJ.
At 9:03 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement. The tornado warning remains in effect until 9:30 p.m. for eastern Harnett County. At 8:56 p.m., the public reported a tornado over Harris Lake in southwest Wake County. This tornado was located just northwest of Duncan, or about 12 miles north of Lillington, moving southeast at 15 miles per hour. This is a dangerous situation. In addition to the tornado, this storm is capable of producing golf ball-sized hail and destructive straight-line winds in excess of 70 miles per hour. Again, this is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any reports that meet criteria. This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement at 9:07 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9:30 p.m. for southeastern Johnston and central Wayne counties. At 9:06 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm capable of producing nickel-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. This storm was located near Grantham, or about 10 miles west of Goldsboro, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. And again, a tornado warning remains in effect until 9:15 p.m. for southwestern Wake County. And a tornado warning remains in effect until 9:30 p.m. for Harnett County. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Standing by for any reports that meet criteria.
NC4WFF.
Station calling Skywarn, go ahead.
This is KG4WFF. Over here in Johnston Canyon and Guy Road and 70, the storm's here already. No winds, rain, and lightning.
Okay, Station, I'm going to ask you to slow down just a little bit. You're speaking too fast for my ear to catch. Go ahead and give me your call sign.
This is KG4WFF. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey 4, Trot 4, Trot. Over here in Clayton, Guy Road, 70. The storm is already here, but there's no winds. Rain, and little rain and lightnings.
Okay, I heard you say you were in Clayton. I think you said rain and lightning. Let me make sure you're aware of the criteria that we're looking for. And at this time, we're only asking for reports that meet criteria. I appreciate you being there, but this is what we're looking for. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more within an hour's time or less. Flooding and flash flooding when none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And, of course, any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees, or any building and roof damage. And I hope you'll stand by, and if you have any of those criteria, please call us back. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn.
NC4VA, this is KE4PAX.
Station calling Skywarn, go ahead.
Hello, Virginia, this is KE4PAX, Greg. Noticing on Piney Grove Wilbon, approximately between Avon Ferry and Highway 42, a few pieces of tin off the roof down, and a tree approximately 8 inches in diameter, about 30 feet tall, blocking one lane of Piney Grove Wilbon.
Okay, a tree 8 inches in diameter, 30 feet tall, blocking a road. And what was the name of the road?
Yes, the road is Piney Grove Wilbon. It's in one lane. It's blocking one lane. And that's approximately midway between Avon Ferry and Highway 42 in southeastern Wake County.
Okay, is Wilbon, W-I-L-B-O-N?
That is correct.
Okay, and Greg, the name of that road is Piney Grove - Wilbon Road?
Yes, it's Piney Grove - Wilbon.
Okay, and did you have any other criteria as well, besides the 8-inch tree diameter down?
Well, there was fairly torrential rains. It was very difficult to see any of the highway with the amount of rain falling down, and fairly heavy winds, but not anything measured.
Okay, Greg, I appreciate your report very much. Drive carefully, NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn.
NC4VA, this is Kilo India. Lima, four, Delta Lima, Yankee.
KF4DLY, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I'm approximately 2 miles south of Pittsburgh on US-15501. We have had 2 inches of rain in the last hour. Very vivid lightning.
Okay, you're at US-15501 near, I think you said Pittsburgh, but I'm not sure of that. And you had 2 inches of rain in the past hour. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Okay, station, let me have a, you said 2 inches of rain in the past hour, and is that like 8:15 to 9:15 p.m.?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay, thank you very much. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn.
KI4DLY, clear.
NC4VA, WX4MMM, I'll be glad to monitor if you want to call those in.
I would, Bob, and say that the National Weather Service has just come out for a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Wake County until 9:15 p.m. Let me go ahead and read that. At 9:12 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Lake Wheeler, or about 9 miles southeast of Cary, moving southeast at 15 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 60 miles per hour, likely with the storm. Locations impact include Garner, Fuquay, Verena, and Lake Wheeler. NC4VA turning net control over to WX4MMM.
This is WX4MMM, standing by for severe weather reports. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. Quick update. Tornado warning remains in effect for eastern Harnett County until 9:30 p.m. Locations impacted include Duncan, Angier, Lillington, Bowie's Creek. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for Wayne County until 9:30 p.m. Locations impacted include Grantham and Marmack. And there's a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Wake County in central North Carolina until 9:45 p.m. And locations impacted include Garner, Fuquay, Verena, in Lake Wheeler. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. The tornado warning for southwestern Wake County has expired at 9:15 p.m. The tornado has moved south of Wake County into Harnett County. A severe thunderstorm warning for southern Wake County remains in effect until 9:45 p.m. And a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect for the area until 11 p.m. tonight. And repeating, the tornado warning for southwestern Wake County has expired at 9:15. The tornado has moved south of Wake County
K4JBP
into Harnett County. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, looking for reports that meet criteria include hail any size initially, then penny size, diameter or larger, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measure rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour. Please give time to measurement. Flooding, flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees and their approximate diameter, building and roof damage. Skywarn's in an active mode this time with multiple warnings and a tornado warning in effect. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
Skywarn from November Charlie 4, Mike Bravo.
Mike Bravo station, go ahead, WX4MMM.
I am just off 1010 Road, about 2 miles southeast of 40 and 42. We're getting just above pea-sized hail. No wind, but heavy rain and sharp lightning.
Okay, that was on 1010 Road near 40 and 42, Peace-Eyes Hill.
Roger, it's at the intersection of 1010 and South Shiloh and North Shiloh Church Road.
Shallow and South Shallow Church Road, P-size Hill, and that's current at the current time.
Roger, it is falling right now, just above P-size, NC4MV.
Appreciate that report, WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyward. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyward, just an update on the warnings. A severe thunderstorm warning for Wayne County until 9:30 p.m. Locations impacted include Grantham and Marmac. A tornado warning in effect for eastern Harnett County until 9:30 p.m. Locations impacted include Duncan, Angier, Lillington, and Bowie's Creek. And a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for southern Wake County until 9:45 p.m. National Weather Service's report is looking for reports that meet criteria. That includes hail any size initially, then penny size damage or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds are greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour. Please give times of your measurement. Flooding, flash flooding none, where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees in the approximate diameter. Building and roof damage. Skyward's in an active mode at this current time, and please forward any severe weather reports that meet criteria to Net Control, WX4MMM.
NC4MV, we're now getting marble size there.
When you're saying marble size, is it more like penny size or dime size?
It's dime size.
Same approximate location?
That's a Roger, right out on my back deck. Heavy rain, no wind to speak of, but dime size hail.
Okay, and that was, I believe, near the intersection of South Shallow Church Road and North Shallow Church Road?
That's affirmative.
Okay, keep us advised. Appreciate that information, WX4MMM. WX4MMM Central Carolina Skywarn, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Johnson County until 10:15 p.m. At 9:25 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Coates Crossroads, or about 14 miles west of Smithville, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Penny size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles are likely with the storm. Locations impacted include Clayton, Smithville, Selma, Pine Level, and Micro. Again, severe thunderstorm warning effect for Johnson County until 10:15 p.m. WX4MMM. WX4MMM Central Carolina Skywarn at 9:25 p.m. National Weather Service has issued an urban and small stream flood advisory until 10:30 p.m. for southern Wake County. At 9:18 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a slow-moving thunderstorm over southern Wake County. Areas threatened with flooding include New Hill, Lake Wheeler, Holly Springs, Garner, Fuquay, Brina, and Apex. Excessive runoff from the storm will cause flooding of small streams and creeks, highways, and underpasses. Additionally, country roads and farmlands along the banks of creeks and streams and other low-lying areas are subject to flooding. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyward. WX4MMM Central Carolina Skywarn, the tornado warning for eastern Harnett County has expired at 9:30 p.m. The thunderstorm in Harnett County no longer shows signs of rotation. The thunderstorm has weakened below severe limits. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 11 p.m. Again, the tornado warning for eastern Harnett County has expired at 9:30 p.m. In addition, there's two other additional warnings in effect. A severe thunderstorm warning for southern Wake County remains in effect until 9:45 p.m. And a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Johnson County until 10:15 p.m. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyward.
KI4MLJ to Net Control.
This is WX4MMM, go ahead.
WX4MMM, this is KI4MLJ. I'm actually in Chatham County on a handheld going on US 1 South. I'm not sure what the criteria are that you're looking for, but there are, of course, it's heavy rains, very frequent lightning, and the roadway down here is just covered with chunks of tree. Evidently something went through here. Nothing really big or dangerous, but a lot of greenery on the road, and you know, small limbs and that sort of thing down here. So I thought I would throw that in there to you.
Wow, get out of here.
Any idea the diameter of those limbs that are down? Are they pine trees or so forth? Go ahead.
No, they look like, I would say that they look like they're just tips of branches that might have blown off. Heavy winds, it's like evergreen type stuff. And they're not full limbs or anything, they're just like, you know, little clumps of the ends of the limbs and that kind of stuff. And, of course, now I've gone out of the rain, so that's good. But several miles of the highway is littered with this greenery. Like I say, nothing dangerous. To run over with a car or whatever. There's not big limbs or, you know, anything like that, but there's a lot of, you know, like little chunks of pine needles and little pieces of tree out in the road here.
Okay, if you actually come into some limbs and other debris, please give me a call on that information. Appreciate that information. KI4MLJ, WX4MMM.
Thank you very much, and I'll keep my eyes peeled, although it seems to be tapering off as I get further down towards the leak. Oh, there's a, wait a minute, there is a tree in the road down here. Pretty good size pine tree, maybe 30 feet tall. It's not in the traffic lanes, but it's pretty close, and it's knocked over down here, so that's the last thing that I have for now. KI4MLJ.
Where are you on US 1 when you just spotted that tree, WX4MMM?
US 1 South, mile number 81. Wow, there's a lot more debris up here, too. Mile 81, 15 miles north of Sanford. I'll give you a crossroad. Oh, there's more trees down out here as well. I guess I better slow down here a little bit. Looks like there may be some emergency vehicles up ahead as well. The B. Everett Jordan Dam exit 79 out here. So that's the crossroad out here. Is the B. Everett Jordan Dam exit, and there is, looks like something's been through here because there's a lot of debris out here. That's not actually emergency vehicles I saw, but there's a lot of mess out here.
Are you still in Chatham County?
Yes, sir. I imagine I'll be in Lee County in just a couple of minutes. Let's see, the Pittsboro-Moncure exit is down this way as well. Yeah, there's a lot of debris. It's not raining right now, so whatever it was has moved on. I'm just passing under State Road 1931 right now.
Okay, but you did observe approximately a pine tree about 30 feet tall. Had it been uprooted or split in half?
I couldn't tell. The first one I saw looked like it just had laid over. It was planted in the, you know, woods along the side of the highway. And it looked like it just had fallen over. So it was almost hanging over in the road. The second one that I observed looked like it had broken off.
Okay, but there were several trees down, I guess, but then they're not impeding traffic.
Well, that's correct. They're not in the traffic lanes. The top of the one that laid over was right up against the traffic lane, but it wasn't actually in the way of traffic. And now I've gone a couple miles further, and there doesn't seem to be any more debris in the road down here either. So something pretty nasty evidently went through there not long ago.
Okay, appreciate that information. Good information. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyline.
WX4MMM, just crossing into Lee County now. So with that, I'll throw the net back to you, and I appreciate you taking the report. KI4MLJ clear.
WX4MMM, NC4VA.
NC4VA, WX4MMM, go ahead, Virginia.
Do you need me to cover for a few minutes?
good. I got a couple reports to call in. Would appreciate it. WX4MMM turning that over to NC4VA.
Okay, Bob. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Johnston County, southeastern Johnston County and central Wayne counties expired at 9:30 p.m. The storms over eastern Johnston and central Wayne counties, while strong, have weakened below severe limits. People near Fremont and Kinley can expect pea-sized hail and wind gusts to 45 miles per hour and torrential downpours through 9:45 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 10:15 p.m. for central Johnston County. At 9:36 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm capable of producing penny-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. This storm was located near Coates Crossroads, or 10 miles west of Smithville, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Flowers, Four Oaks, Selma, Pine Level, and Micro. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. The criteria the National Weather Service looks for includes the following. Hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees in their approximate diameter, any building or roof damage. Any report not meeting these criteria should not be passed unless specifically requested by Net Control. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any reports that meet criteria.
NC4VA, WX4MMM.
WX4MMM, NC4VA. Go ahead, Bob.
Virginia, bye. I'll be glad to pick up the net this time. WX4MMM.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, turning net control to WX4MMM. NC4VA.
WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. Again, there are a couple warnings in effect until 10:15 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning for Johnston County and until 9:45 p.m. a severe thunderstorm for southern Wake County. National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. This includes hail any size initially, then penny size, diameter, or larger. Measured wind speeds are greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour. Please give times of measurement. Flooding, flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees in the approximate diameter, and building and roof damage. A Central Carolina Skywarn station will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, severe weather statement issued at 9:46 p.m. The severe thunderstorm warning for southern Wake County has expired at 9:45 p.m. The severe thunderstorm has moved southeast into Johnston County. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 11 p.m. for central North Carolina. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning remains effective for Johnston County until 10:15 p.m. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for criteria report. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning effective until 10:15 p.m. for Johnston County and Central North Carolina. In addition, there is a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 11 p.m. for the counties of Central Carolina Skywarn. And remember, a warning means severe weather is imminent or occurring based on radar and ground reports. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. This includes hail any size initially, then penny size, diameter, or larger. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour. Please give the times of measurement. flooding, flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. Damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees in the approximate diameter. Building and roof damage. A Central Carolina Skyward Net control station will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather and increase activity if necessary with any criteria verification. Since we only have one warning in effect at this time, we'll step down to standby mode and repeat is free for normal amateur activity. However, please leave longer breaks between transmissions for any skywarn traffic. And please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio and local media for further information updates. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. In effect for the Central Carolina counties until 11 p.m. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. WX4MMM Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Franklin County and east central Vance County and Warren County until 10:45 p.m. At 9:58 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Gilboro or over Henderson, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds of excess of 58 miles per hour likely for this storm. Locations impacted include Afton, Warrenton, and Macon. A severe thunderstorm can produce large damaging hail, damaging winds of 58 miles per hour or greater, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. Go inside a sturdy shelter, move to interior room, and stay away from windows. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning effect until 10:45 p.m. for northeastern Franklin County, east central Vance County, and Warren County. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
Skywarn, KI4PPG.
KI4PPG, go ahead, WX4MMM.
Have some severe weather to report.
Go ahead.
I'm 1.5 miles east of 95 on US 70A between Selma and Pine Level. I've got 1.25 inches of rain since 9:40, and the rain continues fairly hard. Hail pea size to slightly larger, and severe ground lightning.
Is the hail currently occurring?
No, the hail was about 9:50 to about 10 o'clock.
Okay, and Pine Level, is that in Johnston County?
Yes, it is.
Now, let me get that address one more time. Approximately 1.5 miles... Well, go ahead one more time on your exact location, that intersection on US 78.
1.5 miles east of I-95 or 1.5 miles west of Pine Level.
Okay, appreciate that report. Keep us informed. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
4PVG, clear.
WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, severe weather statement issued at 10:17 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 10:45 p.m. for Warren, east central Vance, and northeastern Franklin counties. At 10:10 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing nickel-sized hail and damaging wind in excess of 58 miles per hour. This storm is located near Gilboro, or about 6 miles southeast of Henderson, moving east at 5 miles per hour. Report severe weather to your nearest law enforcement agency or Central Carolina Skywarn. We're glad to relay your reports to the National Weather Service. Again, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 10:45 p.m. for Warren. East Central Vance in northeastern Franklin County, thunderstorm is capable of producing nickel-sized hail. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyward. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. Severe weather statement issued at 10:18 p.m. The severe thunderstorm warning for Central Johnson County expires at 10:15 p.m. The storm near Princeton and Kinley have weakened below severe limits. Thus, the warning has allowed to expire. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.